Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
To unleash the full power of the federal government through this effort today, I am officially declaring a national emergency. Two very big words. The action I am taking will open up access to up to $50 billion of, very important, and a large amount of money for states and territories and localities in our shared fight against this disease. In furtherance of the order, I'm urging every state to set up emergency operation centers effective immediately. You're going to be hearing from some of the largest companies and greatest retailers and medical companies in the world. They're standing right behind me and inside of me. I'm also asking every hospital in this country to activate its emergency preparedness plan so that they can meet the needs of Americans everywhere. The hospitals are very engaged.
All right, that was the president declaring and making his emergency declaration, freeing up as much as $50 billion in money to go full force and really shift, change paradigms the way that we have historically, frankly, ineffectively, embarrassingly so in many instances, dealing with disease. So now, let me back up and say a couple of things here. What this president just outlined can only happen in a country like ours. I have spent a lot of time on this program expressing my belief that we have the best pretty much of everything. I often quote Barry Farber, my friend, one of the great pioneers of talk radio. There's never been a country in the history of man that has accumulated more power and abused it less than this country, the United States of America. And I added to it, not, you know, because I learned from my friend. There's never been a country in the history of mankind that has accumulated more power and used it for the advancement of the human condition than this one. It is because of something called freedom. It is because of a system known as capitalism, which is under fire like never before. Now, what do I mean by this? What am I getting at here? Hannity, what are you getting at?
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
So if you go back and, you know, we can start at the beginning. The president, the timeline matters. And this part is going to be a little repetitive, but the rest is not. December 30th, the World Health Organization, they recognize that there is a virus with pneumonia-like symptoms emerging in the Wuhan province area of China. We are able to recognize and name it on January 7th of this year. And this timeline matters greatly. By January 31st, the president puts in place his travel ban, and the quarantining of Americans coming back from the region begins as well. As the virus, and I am not as complimentary to China as the president was being somewhat gracious today, and I'm sure there are reasons for it, probably because we need information, and it's better to have, at this point, an alliance than creating an enemy, although China's been all over the place spreading conspiracy theories that we invented the virus because they don't want to take responsibility, because they did not do the world a favor by trying to hide this and not being helpful and not inviting in the world's best scientists to assist them. It's a virus. It's not China's fault. It's China's fault is that they were misleading and they were not forthcoming. And frankly, they lied. That has since changed. And I think that is, it's important to be able to get this data for the American people. Let's see. I asked to tell Sean that there's a hearing, sending in a letter to stay in session. Okay. So I want to just explain. Then the president did this, and let's look at it through the prism of politics and old school thinking. Because there's new ways to think, and there's old ways to think. The new way to think is what Donald Trump has been able to put together. This did not happen overnight. You know, and this is what, you know, very interesting, the comments of the president saying, I understand a lot of the behind the scenes actions the last couple of weeks have been invisible to the press and the American people. He didn't want to raise expectations that they could pull this off.
That's what that means. But when the president then allocated the $8.3 billion, when the president said to those industries that were going to be impacted directly because of this, the airline industry, the cruise line industry, hourly workers, et cetera, and that we were working with the CDC and working with our medical professionals, there were little crumbs being laid out here, there, and pretty much everywhere as they were putting this all together. But then you look, okay, one day the president's meeting with the pharmaceutical industry. One day the president is meeting with all the health insurance companies. Then he's meeting with business leaders. You see where this is going? This has been in the works the entire time. Now, what did it result in here today? Not only the $50 billion that the president has now allocated, the $50 billion, as he said, is important, which opens up access to large amounts of money for anywhere, any place in the country to set up these emergency operation centers. But more importantly, just like the president has been doing since he took office, he's looking at these government regulations and he's saying, okay, this is ridiculous. Let's move up the approval process so we can save lives. Let's put in a travel ban so we can save lives. He'll be called xenophobic by Joe. He'll be called hysterical by quid pro quo Joe. Bernie Sanders will say, no, I would never have put the travel ban in effect. And it's the difference really between old establishment swamp thinking versus outsider, entrepreneurial business people getting together for answers. Now, to look at the companies that we're bringing together here, LabCorp, Quest, Roche, the pharmaceutical company, Google, setting up a website for people so they can apply online if they think they need a test. Then setting up in parking lots, areas at Target and Walmart and Walgreens and CVS. These are the biggest companies in the country. Now, think about how many times you've heard Walmart demonized over the years. Smelly Walmart shopper. How many times have I said I'm a proud Walmart shopper that voted for Donald Trump? You know, to be in business, you know what the biggest frustration business people have with the government is? Not only the high taxes, the burdensome regulation, the red tape. How many months does it take to get a building permit for crying out loud? And I recently did some work on my house, and to get a permit, you know, in come the permit people. And the next thing they say, well, if you want to build this little, you know, recording studio up on the third floor, you've got to put sprinklers in on the third floor and you got to have exit windows for this place. And I had to do it all. And then you get to the approval. And then you can't get the approval to do any other renovations unless you do this, 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 and this. You don't think Donald Trump's dealt with all of this building buildings in New York? It is a nightmare. Well, maybe that explains why when these politicians came to him begging for money to donate to run, he didn't really care if they were Democrat or Republican. He wanted people to move the process along so people could work and buildings could be built. That is the difference. And here's what I see where this is going. First of all, we should praise all of these companies. All of these people, they are going all in for their fellow Americans. They're going all in to help the country in a time of panic, frankly, unneeded and bordering in some cases on reckless media hysteria-inducing panic. I was watching as this was all going on. I just kept watching the Dow going up, 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 up. You know, nearly recovering all the losses from a historic loss day yesterday, closing up at about, I think it was, 1985 today. And what does this mean for we the people? This means moving forward, everything now changes. The way we have dealt with pandemics, which happen from time to time. I was criticized recently in the New York Times for saying these pandemics happen. Everything now will be viewed for this new lens, this new model, this new paradigm, public-private partnership. And we can thank these companies for working together with their government and pushing away the president for pushing away regulation and the president literally giving us the time by putting in place the travel ban that he was widely criticized for and putting in place the quarantine widely criticized for, then expanding it as on a needed basis. And all the while, they've been working together with all these companies to pull this sucker off, where you're now going to be able to drive up to a Walmart parking lot, a Target parking lot, a CVS. I don't want to leave one of these companies out because they all deserve to be praised. Now, let me just give you a quick comparison, because I think comparisons matter. The World Health Organization, this is the swine flu, H1N1. They identified it in World Health Organization. I identified it, I guess, in, when was it? April of 2009. First detected in America, 2009. 11 days later, to the credit of the Obama administration, according to Joe, okay, one of their health secretaries, not Obama, said, yeah, it's an emergency, and they put some funding towards it. This strain, by the way, another worldwide pandemic, represented a combination of influenza viruses never before seen in humans or animals. Worldwide pandemic. The virus spread quickly, globally, primarily in this case, unlike this virus, affecting children and adults under 65 who lacked immunity to H1N1. Was a pandemic not long after, just like in this case. And between April of 2009 and April of 2010, we lost 12,469 Americans. 273,304 Americans were hospitalized. It wasn't until October, 6 months later, that the U.S. began administering a newly approved vaccine to select Americans. And that was when then President Obama declared a national emergency. And the media was fawning. The exact opposite. 1,000 Americans were dead. Tens of thousands contracted the H1N1 virus. And eventually worldwide, we lost estimates now over 500,000 people, 500,000 people dying from swine flu in the first year of that pandemic. Was there any new paradigms created? No. Travel ban? No. Quarantines? No. What did anyone give this amount of money ever? The $8.3 billion now freeing up with this emergency declaration, $50 billion? No, it didn't happen. And, you know, to watch how the media has been acting and what they have been saying and doing as all of this has been going on is just everything you need to know. It has just been a continuation of this. Russia, Russia, Ukraine, Ukraine, impeach, impeach, corona, corona, panic, hype, you know, hyperventilating, Trump virus, you know, if you're Trump virus, it's called. If you get sick, you know who to blame. If you feel bad, you know who to blame. Chernobyl, Katrina, every analogy you can. That's your corrupt mob, and they are a mob in the media. And that is the modern Democratic Radical Socialist Party. No, we wouldn't have done a travel ban. That's xenophobic and hysterical. Well, what would they have done? We know what they did in 2009 and 10. And by the way, that is quid pro quo Joe. That was on his watch.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all.
Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, days are getting warmer, and it's so easy to reminisce about fond summer memories with you and your family. Hey, if you want those precious moments all year long, well, you might want to consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas. Now, imagine combining the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool all in one elegant package. Well, that's what you get with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa. Now, Master Spa's technology is incredible. They have LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful massage jets will relieve pressure on any achy joint. And surprisingly, installation takes only one day. Linda, you love yours.
I cannot tell you how much we love it. And you know what? We get it up and running all year long, but in the spring, the kids are even more excited to go out because it's not as cold to get there. It's got awesome LED lights. Anthony and I can use it for our shoulders and our aching joints. And the kids are jumping around and swimming, and they're swimming better than ever because it's a Michael Phelps Swim Spa, and they're learning. It's fantastic.
100% built in the U.S. by the world's largest swim spa manufacturer. Go to masterspas.com, put in the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. You save up to $1,000 off your Master Spa. Promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, our medical experts are coming up to react to all of this. This is transformative. This is a big moment. This will change how the world forever deals with these pandemics. I suffer from insomnia. I wish we'd come up with a cure for that. Well, I have the best cure, the best antidote so far, which is MyPillow.com and Mike Lindell. I mean, these products work. I fall asleep faster. I stay asleep longer thanks to MyPillow and the MyPillow mattress topper and the Giza Dream Sheets. Now, when you go to MyPillow.com, we've now created the Sean Hannity Square. And when you go there, they have every single solitary day, they have specials that they offer. Like today, if you go there, you can get one set of Giza Dream Sheets, the world's softest and best cotton and the most durable cotton. You buy one set, you get another set free. And they have also deep discounts on other MyPillow products. It's MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square, or call 800-919-6090 and ask, what are the specials today? And you will find the sleep you've been craving and you deserve. Straight ahead. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, How do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, days are getting warmer, and it's so easy to reminisce about fond summer memories with you and your family. Hey, if you want those precious moments all year long, well, you might want to consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas. Now, imagine combining the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool all in one elegant package. Well, that's what you get with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa. Now, Master Spa's technology is incredible. They have LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful massage jets will relieve pressure on any achy joint. And surprisingly, installation takes only one day. Linda, you love yours.
I cannot tell you how much we love it. And you know what? We get it up and running all year long, but in the spring, the kids are even more excited to go out because it's not as cold to get there. It's got awesome LED lights. Anthony and I can use it for our shoulders and our aching joints. And the kids are jumping around and swimming, and they're swimming better than ever because it's a Michael Phelps Swim Spa, and they're learning. It's fantastic.
100% built in the U.S. by the world's largest swim spa manufacturer. Go to masterspas.com, put in the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. You save up to $1,000 off your Master Spa. Promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, as we bring in our medical team reacting to this, this new paradigm that the president just outlined today, declaring a national emergency, unleashing the full power of the federal government in an effort to keep Americans safe. We have Dr. Josh Humber and Dr. Lee Gross with us. We will do this for the final half hour, but let's just get a headline, Dr. Humber.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having us, as always. I think we want to echo a lot of the president's statements from today, is that I think the systems are getting in place. We're managing this. This is a manageable issue, and if we apply the same common sense to corona that we apply to the flu every year, then I think we'll all get through this pretty well.
And Dr. Gross, your take on it?
Yeah, I think the president laid it out perfectly in that this is an all-hands-on-deck moment. You know, this is a time where there's a paradigm shift where in the past it was all the government solution. You have to wait on the government and the regulations and the red tape. And what the president basically did was free up the innovation of the American business and harness that power and go from the ability to take care of, you know, tens of thousands of people to now being able to take care of hundreds of thousands of people overnight with this declaration.
Quick yes or no, and then we'll get into the details post the news and the break. Is this transformative? Do you believe lives will be saved and people won't get sick? Many incalculable numbers, Dr. Humber?
I think so. I think that this is, again, a manageable illness. It's in a family of viruses that we're aware of. It's not doing anything unexpected. It's new and different.
Stay right there. We'll come back on the other side. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, days are getting warmer, and it's so easy to reminisce about fond summer memories with you and your family. Hey, if you want those precious moments all year long, well, you might want to consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas. Now, imagine combining the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool all in one elegant package. Well, that's what you get with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa. Now, Master Spa's technology is incredible. They have LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful massage jets will relieve pressure on any achy joint. And surprisingly, installation takes only one day. Linda, you love yours.
I cannot tell you how much we love it. And you know what? We get it up and running all year long, but in the spring, the kids are even more excited to go out because it's not as cold to get there. It's got awesome LED lights. Anthony and I can use it for our shoulders and our aching joints. And the kids are jumping around and swimming, and they're swimming better than ever because it's a Michael Phelps Swim Spa, and they're learning. It's fantastic.
100% built in the U.S. by the world's largest swim spa manufacturer. Go to masterspas.com, put in the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. You save up to $1,000 off your Master Spa. Promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, 25 till the top of the hour, 800-941-SHAWN, toll-free telephone number. If you're just getting in your car, a long press conference, well over, what was it, an hour and, four, what, 20 minutes, Linda? It was a long
time.
Yeah,
almost 2 hours.
The president declaring a national emergency, freeing up to, what, $50 billion, large amounts of money for territories, every state to set up emergency operation centers immediately. And then the president announced a lot of other things today. Clearly, this has been in the works for some time. He said these emergency orders, he also has conferred new authority to the Secretary of Health and Human Services to immediately be able to waive provision of any applicable laws and regulations that will allow doctors, hospitals, all healthcare providers, maximum flexibility to respond to the virus and care for their patients. A huge hurdle that has been overcome. The president is expanded testing speed and accessibility to everybody. And they've been all these people that have been coming in and out of the White House that we have been watching and witnessing, the pharmaceutical industry, healthcare providers, private sector people, pharmaceutical, all these industries have been going in and out of the White House, obviously leading up to and culminating in what was happening today. And the president then thus announcing a new partnership with private sector to vastly increase and accelerate any capacity to test for corona. Now, all of these changes, I would argue right now, are going to forever shift and change how we deal with any future pandemics. Well, that means that fewer people will get sick. When you couple this with the travel ban and the quarantine, in spite, he took the hit, the criticism, you know, the xenophobia attacks, you're stigmatizing people attacks, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, nobody else had ever done this. But anyways, able to pull together all of these companies, LabCorp, Quest, Roche, Target, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and others. And the FDA now has approved a new test for the virus. They did that within hours of the application of Roche, a process that would take weeks and weeks. And they expect
up to a half a million additional results. Now, there will be more positives, but there are some cases where it's positive. Some people will have no symptoms. Some people will have mild symptoms. Some people will have what would be the equivalent of a respiratory-like flu. But most will recover. The people we're most worried about it, those with underlying conditions, other medical conditions, and those with compromised immune systems or autoimmune disease, or those that have been taking chemotherapy. And this has been the work. The president now has announced today, Google, for example, is 1,700 engineers working on a new website that will be done quickly to determine whether a test is warranted, and any American go on there and make an application. And they will start in the screening website up facilitated by Google, where clients and patients and people of interest can go filling out a questionnaire, move down for symptoms, risk factors, where drive-in options would then be available for them. Now, when you heard the people from Walmart, I know Walmart gets demonized, doesn't it? And pharmaceutical companies get demonized, don't they? And drug companies get demonized. Yeah, they're now fully on board to help the American people. Maybe we should demonize them a little less. Anyway, and the president further waived interest on all student loans to help students and families with a lot of the school shutdowns, et cetera. The president announced also that he's instructed the Secretary of Energy to purchase, with low price of oils right now, large quantities of crude for storage in our U.S. Strategic Reserve. Very smart. Also, travel restrictions, citizens, permanent residents, families. Any families returning from Europe will be subject to extra screening as well as self-isolation for a period of 14 days. World Health Organization confirming today many things that we said were 100% correct, including our designation before them of Europe, and showing again the president is willing to take changes. Look, first thing I can say, this can only happen in this country. This is the message. Perhaps Linda, I've been inarticulate in saying that I have so much faith in our medical researchers, doctors, these people that dedicate their lives to viruses, for crying out loud. And in record time, they've been able to pull this off. Pretty amazing. We welcome back Dr. Josh Umber, Atlas MD, Dr. Lee Gross, president of Doctors for Patient Care. We also add to this Betsy McCoy, former lieutenant governor of New York. She is in charge of, what are you in charge of? Something to do with disease in this state.
Right, but founder and chairman of the Committee to Reduce Infection Deaths. Mm-hmm. And we're helping the hospitals all across this country prevent coronavirus from racing through the hospitals, sickening more patients and healthcare workers and even hospital visitors. That is one of the biggest challenges ahead.
I agree, and you wrote that in your latest column, which I had referred to numerous times, which makes these drive-up testing facilities that we'll put in Walmart parking lots and Target parking lots and CVS parking lots, you've been warning the last place if you're sick you want to go is a hospital.
That's absolutely true. And I have to tell you that I came away from this press conference, Sean, so full of optimism because, as you pointed out, the pace of scientific innovation within 4 months of this virus striking for the first time, we know its genomic structure. We're already designing vaccines and antivirals. It took us 2.5 years to get that far with AIDS. And the ingenuity of drive-through testing and being able to apply for a test online, that is the American way. And mostly what the president said today also is putting us on the fast track to beat this disease. Only one other country has done it so fast. Hong Kong. They really pushed back on coronavirus, even though they're next door to mainland China. And we're doing the same thing. Like Hong Kong, we closed the borders right away, thanks to the president. And now, social distancing, which is just a wonkish way of saying canceling everything, asking Americans to stay home, take care of the elderly, avoid crowds, avoid going to work if you can work from home, all of that done very early. I don't know whether you've talked about this on the show or not, but one of the biggest lessons, and I'm so glad that President Trump is clearly very cognizant of it, is taking action early is so much more effective than waiting till you see that big curve of cases going up. Because we had a flu in 1918, the Spanish flu, the worst one ever. And the city.
But that went away for a while and came back, which made it, you know, more devastating. But with this in place, it just is now a new system. And this is what I'm trying to get at here. I think future pandemics, in spite of all the criticism on the ban and the quarantine, and he took a lot of heat, especially from his political rivals and all that. Oh, he's not doing enough.
All the politically correct people. You're right.
Correct. And Dr. Umber, this is to me what makes this a game changer. And I would anticipate that any future pandemic, we're going to go right to this model, this new model.
Well, it's definitely very effective. And I echo those comments. I think there's a layer of frustration that we haven't done more. But I think that's just because people don't always appreciate just how much we've done, how fast we've done it. So I think like she said before, it took 2.5 years to just get to the genomic structure on the last one and 4 months on this one. It'll be 4 weeks on the next one. So I think hopefully in the future it won't have to be quite as extreme.
That would probably be more likely to give us a treatment first, sort of Tamiflu-ish, if I can use that analogy, a layman's analogy.
It'll get us closer to those kind of things, vaccines and treatments, or know which available medicines might be effective. So that even there'd be an option to use something already created and not have to go through the de novo process of creating a brand new medicine for it. I think this will be a great way to show the American people just how well we can respond.
But I mean, this public-private partnership, I mean, again, this had never been set up before, but I still stand by the president's gutsy decision. Again, we identified corona January 7th, Dr. Gross. January 31st, the travel ban's in place. The president's being called hysterical and a xenophobe, and every name in between, and everybody's lashing out at him. Was that the single best, most decisive decision in protecting Americans from potential infection?
Absolutely. That's what separates this, from what's happening in Europe. I mean, Europe with their open borders and people just flowing back and forth across those borders, you see it rampant running through Europe. But I want to emphasize the point that, this went from a disease that's never existed on the planet to a test that's going to be available to 500,000 people every single day in the course of 90 days. And the fastest approval in the history of the FDA of this test by Roche. You can't underemphasize the importance of that development that's been happening here.
But you're innovative, both of you, with your concierge medical care for everybody. And for those that don't know, Dr. Umber, Atlas MD, Wichita, Kansas, it's now been duplicated around 1,000 times around the country, where people have unlimited medical care available 24 hours a day, $50 a month for adults, $10 a month for kids, unless you've raised your prices. You couple that with a catastrophic plan. The higher the deductible you can afford, the better. And that would mean if you have cancer or a heart attack or, God forbid, an accident or, God forbid, any of them, that would be covered under the catastrophic plan. And that, too, has been innovative, Dr. Umber. And I was so frustrated with Republicans that they weren't ready to go with that idea or a combination of your idea and health savings accounts. Let me ask this. This is important. Look, with the new testing, we're going to go through a short period here where dramatic increases in numbers, people, quote, have contracted the disease. Now we're going to get those numbers in. That'll be helpful for people to stay away from people that are susceptible, that could really be harmed by this. The elderly, those with compromised immune systems, those with underlying medical conditions. Then if the China model holds, Betsy, then that would mean there'll be a leveling off in a few weeks after that, and then a dramatic reduction of any new incidences, and then we're on our way towards where we want to be, no new cases.
That's right. And the point is that no matter how many cases test positive, we know that at most about 20%, and this is a serious number, 20% may need hospitalization. So the best advice that we can give to all our listeners here is, unless you have an emergency, don't go to the hospital, because if you're planning something like an elective surgery, a hip replacement, a knee replacement, this is not the time to be anywhere in a hospital. Our hospitals in the next few weeks may be under extreme stress. The hospitals with whom I've been talking, they're already busy converting single rooms into double rooms, taking closets and making them into isolation spaces, building up capacity with tents in the parking lots, and even buying motels because they're so short on space, they're short on equipment, and most of all, they're short on staff because some of their healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, therapists, are already succumbing to this disease.
Yeah,
so you don't want to be in a hospital if you've scheduled.
If you can avoid it, but I don't want to scare people away if they're really sick. I mean, it's a fine line we have here. So, Dr. Umber, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an exciting time.
Right, let me ask you this: What if I called you today? I have flu symptoms. What would you tell me?
Well, we'd probably say you can avoid testing because most of the time we make the diagnosis by your symptoms and your vitals. The test is a little painful. It doesn't necessarily change what we do all the time. The main treatment is treat the symptoms, Tylenol, ibuprofen, plenty of fluids, DayQuil, NyQuil.
You wouldn't tell me to race to a hospital.
I would not tell you to race to a hospital. And
why?
What we're telling all of our patients is use that same common sense for
okay,
corona.
What if I'm 80 years old and I just finished chemotherapy?
Then we would be much more aggressive. We talk about the either Tamiflu or...
You'd come to my house because if you didn't, I would go down there and I'd drag you up here.
Well, that is the beautiful part about direct care.
That's the beautiful part about our relationship. I have that kind of relationship with you.
You can drag me up to New York anytime. Absolutely.
Dr. Gross, I call you. I have flu symptoms. What do I do?
Well, I think one of the important things with that website that's being set up, and I think the things that were brought up in today's press conference is just because everybody can get tested does not mean that everybody should get tested. And I think it really is important to individualize those choices. That's why it's important to set up that website. And I think what they told you today in today's press conference is that 2% of these tests are coming up positive. That means that 98% of the tests are negative. So 98% of the people that are tested have something else. Those are the people that are symptomatic. So your patients that are not symptomatic, they're going to even be lower than that 2%. There's really little need.
Dr. Fauci told me he believed the real number is about 1% in terms of those that actually we have to be concerned about in terms of mortality. Do you agree with that? Maybe less than 1%.
That's probably about right. And, you know, so again, the question is, if every person that calls up and says, I want to be tested, you know, that's where the physicians have to be allowed to be physicians and be able to make recommendations. And that's what's wonderful about these direct primary care practices like Dr. Umber and I have here at Epiphany Health down in Florida, is that we don't have to bring patients into the office in order for us to make money. We can triage over the telephone. We can do telemedicine visits. We can do things by texting. So there's a lot of stuff we can do to keep the patient at home as opposed to getting them out in the community, exposing other people, or exposing them to sick people in our offices. There's no reason to do that.
Mm-hmm. All right. I want to thank you all. Dr. Josh Umber, Atlas MD. If you're in Wichita, he's your doctor. Dr. Lee Gross, President, Doctors for Patient Care Foundation. Our friend Betsy McCoy, former Lieutenant Governor of the great state of New York, and she is also the chairwoman of the committee to reduce infection deaths. Thank you for being with us.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easier to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert,
How do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, days are getting warmer, and it's so easy to reminisce about fond summer memories with you and your family. Hey, if you want those precious moments all year long, well, you might want to consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas. Now, imagine combining the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool all in one elegant package. Well, that's what you get with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa. Now, Master Spa's technology is incredible. They have LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful massage jets will relieve pressure on any achy joint. And surprisingly, installation takes only one day. Linda, you love yours.
I cannot tell you how much we love it. And you know what? We get it up and running all year long. But in the spring, the kids are even more excited to go out because it's not as cold to get there. It's got awesome LED lights. Anthony and I can use it for our shoulders and our aching joints. And the kids are jumping around and swimming. And they're swimming better than ever because it's a Michael Phelps Swim Spa. And they're learning. It's fantastic.
100% built in the U.S. by the world's largest swim spa manufacturer. Go to masterspas.com, put in the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. You save up to $1,000 off your Master Spa. Promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, full coverage of all the breaking news tonight on Hannity, 9 Eastern, news you won't get from the mob. Have a great, great weekend, 232 days as of Monday to You Decide. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter in the Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.